leap to wholeness. How the world is programmed to help us grow, heal, and adapt. By Sky Nelson Isaacs. Narrated by Kirk Magoon. Published by North Atlantic Books. You can find the figures in the PDF that comes with this audiobook. Forward. This is an exciting time to be alive. Can you feel it? Are you sitting there now with Leap to Wholeness in your hand, and I imagine an appropriate beverage at your side, anticipating the arcana that this writing is about to reveal? Be in no doubt. The words in this book, expertly recorded in ink, empirically earned in the world of men, and scientifically supported in the halls of academe, will create a shift in you. They did in me, and after 60 years of hard investigation on this spinning planet, that is no easy feat. I have been around a few corners. As my Irish ancestors like to say, I have dueled with demons in dark places. I have drunk the hemlock of dangerous philosophy, and I have been frightened senseless by biblical revelation in moments of heightened consciousness. I am not quick to awe, and I am never easily impressed. This book did impress me, and I am in awe of the science revealed between its covers. I am impressed because it confirmed what my hard-won experience had only supposed, that anything is possible. I am awed because it validated what I had already quietly suspected, that our potential to grow is boundless, limited only by our own courage and our own imagination. I have achieved much in my life, and many would be impressed by the list of accomplishments on my Wikipedia page. But reading the words in this book, I realized that, relatively speaking, I am still a neophyte. I have so much more to learn, and so much more to do that I don't want to sleep, for fear of missing a minute, or an hour, or a day to further inquiry. I am not a science nerd. It has never really excited me. Until reading this book by Sky Nelson Isaacs, I had restricted my spiritual education to challenging, exoteric experience in the manifest world, and deep esoteric investigation into the exegesis of biblical tomes. What inspired me about Leap to Wholeness is that everything Sky talks about regarding science, the multiverse, holism, reductionism, singularity, the quantum, is equally present in the hidden works of Torah, Kabbalah, the Zohar, the Dhammapada, the Bhagavad Gita, Christian mysticism, Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, and the Holy Quran. Everett's Many Worlds formulation, coined in 1957, shares a startlingly similitude to the mind-bending Yoga Vasishta, believed to have been written as early as the 6th century. When bleeding-edge science and ancient religion concur with honest and brave life rigor, it is impossible not to be filled with optimism. For instance, the author talks about holism and purpose being a holistic property of an organization that attracts corporation, a group of people coming together with a purpose. In fact, he says, corporation does not exist without purpose. In the Judaic liturgy, this purpose is called logos, literally the word of God, or the principle of divine reason and creative order. When we connect to purpose, a universal corporation collects around us. It conspires in us the most miraculous and unexpected ways to make even implausible dreams a living reality. This works equally well if you are an individual trying to change a personal habit, or a conglomerate hoping to transform the world. Purpose is religious. It is scientific. And in the world of form, it is a powerful modality. It is didactic. And if our purpose is to selflessly serve others, its power is magnified exponentially. I have quietly suspected this truth my whole life. But reading that purpose has a scientific precedent somehow makes it more real, more acceptable. It transforms the half-known into the certain, and allows me to capitalize on what before was only conjecture. What also struck me about Leap to Wholeness, and its courageous author, is that by offering validation to our quiet suspicions, the truths we hesitate to publicly announce or openly practice, it gives us permission to voice our grand intuitions in the world, and the impetus to act on them. Every blessed individual who has been gifted with an incarnate life, whether they live for 100 years or 100 seconds, has a part to play in the unfolding of this stunning cosmos. Each has a lesson to learn and a potential to fulfill, even if that purpose is not immediately evident or clearly articulated by the circumstance of their living, every human occurrence is vitally important and profoundly relevant. I always believed, too, that access to truth on the great earth was shared equitably among all participants, even though on the surface this might not seem to be the case. How wonderful, then, to feel this intuitively, and then receive vindication from a book that landed in my life serendipitously, and was written by a man who specializes in scientific synchronicity. My lasting impression, as the author reminds us again and again throughout this book, is that change, if it is to be effected at all, must begin with us. We are the geometric point in our own life construction. The self is the only point of reference that is relative to our success in the world. Science, faith, and hard experience seem to concur on this one imperative. The universe is touch sensitive to each of us. It favors those who strive. It does not favor those who fail to act. It is no small folly trying to fix the world if we are not yet capable of wiping our own nose. This is the kind of book that you read and immediately want to send to all your friends. If I were a corporate man, I would put my employees at the feet of this wonderful teacher. He will tell them the truth, that anything is possible. The proof is evident in the way he writes. He will show them the truth. Nothing is beyond our grasp. The proof is evident in the way he lives. May this timely book and its studied author act as a positive intercession in your life. May it bring you blessings, as it has me. Encourage your curiosity and deepen your inquiry. Jeff Thompson, Coventry, England, 2020. Preface. How do you get something out of nothing? This question is fundamental to our worldview in both science and religion. It led to the theory of the Big Bang, in which the whole of the physical universe, including space and time themselves, erupted into being. The same view is present in the creation story of the Old Testament, where God created the universe out of the void. I wonder if this question is sticking in our minds because it reflects our basic fears. We go to work each day because if we don't, we would likely run out of money and lose our home. We buy a house for ourselves because if we don't, we may not have a safe location to sleep at night. We fight for our constitution because if we don't, our rights may be taken away. Is your mental picture of the world that of an empty stage on which is placed the scenery of life? That's certainly what I have absorbed from my culture, and it seems like the essence of the Big Bang and the biblical creation story. But is this the only question we could ask? Although the answers to how the Big Bang occurred and how God created the world are quite different, in both traditions, the question itself seems agreed upon. How do we get something out of nothing? Granted, there are other cosmological theories in physics that do not involve creating something out of nothing. For instance, the steady-state theory, in which the universe expands in size but matter is continually created in the empty space leading to an eternal universe, was considered before the Big Bang theory gained popularity. The Big Bang is a theory based on significant evidence. It is not my interest to question the theory. It is my interest to question the question. As a young physics student at the University of California, Berkeley, I was consumed by a different story. I had the chance to create a hologram in a lab and smile with glee as my lab partner and I witnessed an ethereal three-dimensional image of a rubber duck appear in ghostly red laser light on a photographic plate. In my spare time, I learned to write programs in C++ in order to play around with Fourier transforms and fractals. These are mathematical techniques for finding or generating patterns such as trees, clouds, or music, and they are the mathematics behind holograms. I had also read The Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot and other books like it. Looking back on all of these, I detect a common theme: wholeness. When we form a mental image of our surroundings, as if it is an empty stage onto which players are inserted, we are thinking as reductionists. In other words, big things are made from little things. The Big Bang answers the question, where did all the little things come from? But in my explorations in college, I was seeing examples of things that existed as a whole. Cutting a hologram in half is like closing window blinds halfway. You can still see what is behind the blinds if you shift your perspective to the side and look at a different angle. Similarly,
sample complete. Ready to continue?